AccuWeather forecast today, sun and clouds, will have a high near 28. Last night about 6:30, Racine fire crews called out to the Lincoln School Apartments at 1130 Carlisle Avenue. Captain Mark Villapando, the investigator on the case, said that a woman was seated in a reclining chair and a magazine fell onto a candle she had on a metal tray on the floor next to her. That resident and at least one other were displaced, while damage came to about $10,000. Two apartments at 5543 Bird Avenue on the west side of Racine declared uninhabitable after a fire yesterday. First City crew on the scene indicated there was heavy smoke and flames coming out of the kitchen area in one of those apartments. Most of the damage found there. The residents of those two units assisted by the management company with emergency shelter. Nobody hurt, the investigator figuring damage at about $30,000. The search goes on for an inmate who escaped from the Kenosha Correctional Center. Christopher Logan serving time for several drug offenses when he got away. He's African American, about 5'10", 210 pounds, considered a minimum security inmate. Exactly how he escaped has not been revealed at this point. 34-year-old Tabitha Ruiz of Chippewa Falls, formerly of Kenosha, accepts a plea agreement in Kenosha Circuit Court on 5 counts of child neglect, while animal neglect charges, including intentional abandonment, are dismissed, and she gets 2 years of probation from Kenosha Judge Bruce Schrader. Ruiz, accused of keeping her 5 children living in filthy, unsanitary conditions, their former home at 7420 27th Avenue, later moving away and abandoning 3 dogs inside. A new employee health and wellness clinic for Racine Unified, the city, and the county going to be located in the former Curtin Medical Clinic building on Northwestern Avenue, the school district having purchased it, and a new provider for all 3, HealthStat. City Administrator Tom Friedel telling the City Finance Committee it was a joint request for a proposal, and adding Unified will only benefit the city and the county. The new arrangement to provide better service, he says, and better options, the cost breakdown to be proportional.
We would put something together that we all agreed to share in the cost. We would do it proportionately based on our population of users. City has about 26% of the population. The county has about 26, and I think the school district has about 48 under the current model. And as that moves and goes forward, we would evaluate that and change it year to year as we go along.
On the county side, Human Resources Director Karen Galbraith told the Finance Committee, HealthStat will better promote increased utilization and expand available services. And this new deal includes HealthStat doing health risk assessments as well as follow-up visits.
We're hoping to improve just the overall health and wellness of our employees to then further reduce claim costs. And included in this package will be a full-time wellness coach who's going to provide outreach at our various locations. They're going to come right to the employers' locations, to help coordinate our wellness programs as well as provide individual coaching to employees.
The clinic rooms at the Northwestern Avenue site to be those of the old Curtin Clinic. Unified also locating its virtual school operation there, as well as its collection of alternative education offerings like the Turning Point Academy. A Milwaukee man, 47-year-old Warren Whitehead, charged in Racine County Circuit Court with first-degree reckless homicide, accused of selling a Racine woman the drugs that led to her death, the 33-year-old victim dying at Fraidert Hospital. According to police, the victim was driven to Milwaukee to buy Xanax and methadone. Whitehead arrested after a search of his apartment. State Department of Transportation says 34 people lost their lives on Wisconsin roads in February, 21 fewer than a year ago, 1 more than the 5-year average. Over the first 2 months of the year, 70 people died in traffic crashes, 3 in Racine County, 1 in Kenosha County. State total, an 18% reduction, though, in fatalities over the past year. A 5-year contract with Secure Technologies is being recommended by the Racine County Sheriff's Department to provide jail phone service and video visitation, day reporting center electronic monitoring, and a phone system for the juvenile detention center. Speaking with the County Board's Finance and Human Resources Committee, Captain Doug Waring said that Securus was the best of 5 bids in terms of resources while providing phone rates to meet FCC recommendations, including a recovery rate.
We've worked well together. If we stay with Securus, there's no interruption. We won't be pulling any of the equipment back out and rewiring and all that stuff. They're offering some more equipment than what we have right now. Keeping us under the FCC phone rates, more investigation tools.
Meanwhile, Captain Waring said that among the additional equipment Securus would provide with the new deal, restricted use programmable tablets for the inmates, but only with permitted apps.
When you're in discipline, we can turn the apps off except for like religious stuff that you can have on it. So it's more of an incentive because people don't like to give up their tablets. So they're hearing there's less fighting and stuff like that because of them. Securus is also putting on free religious books. They're putting on law libraries, which helps our staff because we don't have to move them throughout the facility.
First reading of the new contract resolution with Securus, March the 14th, the final county board vote set for the 28th. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee recommending denial this week of yet another property tax assessment challenge. This time it's GRS Development and its building at 816 6th Street, right across the street from City Hall, the former home of DaVita Dialysis. City Assessor Bill Bowers indicated that the original $1.6 million assessment last year, that was reduced to just over $1 million based on a closer look at the building at the invitation of the owner. Bowers said that the owner felt that the reassessment was then about twice what it ought to be, so an appeal was filed. Then it went to the Board of Review.
We thought it should be assessed for tax purposes at $500,000. Well, we assess at market value. There is no separate assessment for tax purpose. If building has a value in the market of $1 million, that's what the tax value is. So we think that the city assessment is correct and accurate and that it's supported by the data that we had and additional data that we gathered based on the appeal. So we believe that this claim is not excessive.
Board of Review denial as well as the expected Common Council denial next Tuesday will mean the owner is going to have to pay the assessment but with the right to take the claim to circuit court. The 23rd annual Waterford Area Spring Expo taking place tomorrow at the high school from 9 a.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon. This year, the expo features vendors offering health screenings for boomers through matures to help with every aspect of current or newly entered stages of life. A kids zone will also be available. Businesses and various organizations will be able to do 15-minute presentations every half hour. And the 25th annual Thoughts for Food fundraiser to help the Racine County Food Bank is tomorrow from 2 in the afternoon until 2 in the morning on Sunday at 15 venues in the downtown and River North areas. The event has raised more than $400,000 over the past 24 years and collected some $100,000 worth of donated items. A starting recognition ceremony at George's Tavern will honor the founders of Thoughts for Food at 2 p.m. Mark Paffrath, Steve Klinkhammer, Bill May, Ron Schultz, and tavern owner Dave Popoff. ThoughtsForFood.com has all the information, including ticket access. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. Racine's Department of City Development looking to create some new housing where old dilapidated homes are to be torn down. A notice to the Community Development Committee shows a request for $80,000 from the federal CD Block Grant Program to raise four properties, 1115 Villa Street, 1214 Center Street, 1633 West Boulevard, and 1114 South Memorial Drive. They were condemned as blighted homes, all unoccupied and unfit for human habitation. The four sites also within the city's Neighborhood Revitalization Strategy Area. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave is going to be holding his March listening session next Wednesday at the Cesar Chavez Community Center in Douglas Avenue. He'll have a guest with him. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
On hand with Delagrave will be Tom Rutkowski, an organizer of Southeast Wisconsin's Solar Group Buy. Any home or small business owners who are interested in making the transition to clean solar energy are encouraged to stop in to learn more about the program. According to Delagrave, information about where to start, what to expect, and who to hire when you're thinking of transitioning to solar power will be available. Members of the county executive staff and other elected officials and county board supervisors may attend the listening session if their schedules permit. The listening session is scheduled from 4 until 6 p.m. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Three Wisconsin lawmakers targeting We Energies with legislation that would rein in profits of the state's largest utility company from its power plants in Oak Creek and Port Washington. Representatives Jim Ott of Mequon, Adam Nyland from Pewaukee, and Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay, all Republicans, say that the State Public Service Commission should be allowed to review the rates for those facilities and have the authority to lower them if needed. A key part of financing those projects back in the 90s, a guaranteed 12.7% rate of return for 25 to 30 years. We Energy's Brian Manthe says the legislation would interfere with power-generating contracts already in place. State Department of Natural Resources County Deer Advisory Councils, they'll be meeting on March the 13th, discussing key management actions for the upcoming deer hunting seasons. At the meetings, the councils will be reviewing deer population data and other key information, trying to develop preliminary antlerless harvest goals and corresponding tag level recommendations on public and private lands in each of the counties. The Racine County meeting is set for March 13th in the State Office Building in Sturtevant on Rain Road. The Kenosha County meeting will be held on March 14th at the Bong Recreational Center. Both will begin at 6:30 at night, run till about 8:30 p.m. The preliminary recommendations will be developed during the county's meetings. Public feedback on the recommendations collected during April using an online survey. And shoppers to the Costco store in Kenosha or others elsewhere in the state are going to be paying higher membership fees as of June 1st. $5 on the Gold Star plan, $10 on the executive membership. Gold Star membership, that's going to become $60 a year. The executive membership up to $120. Costco's last fee increase was 2011. The move coming as the company announced profit and revenues for the second fiscal quarter below analyst expectations. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.